Yes, I am the world. Behind the Black, 13 years of Behind the Black's revelations and reporting on manned space, robotic space, and planetary discoveries before us. We go now to a fascination with Dimorphos. Bob, what is Dimorphos and what is Hubble seen?
Dimorphos is the asteroid that a space probe called DART crashed into last year. And the idea was that of DART impacting that asteroid was to see how much, not only to see how much the asteroid's orbit could be changed by an impact, which is potentially a way to protect us from an impact from a bigger asteroid later, but it also did asteroid research as it moved in. We got to get a close look at another rubber pile asteroid. In the impact, months after the impact, they turned the Hubble Space Telescope to look at the asteroid itself, and Hubble was able to pick out a cloud of large boulders ranging from 15 to 20 to, it's like 3 to 20 feet across boulders. And I have the picture on Behind the Black of this cloud of boulders surrounding Dimorphos after the impact. That impact demonstrated several things about rubble pile asteroids. Yes, you might be able to move the orbit, but impacting a rubble pile asteroid is not a way to protect us from Earth. At least you can't destroy the asteroid. If anything, the impact makes it a bigger problem because you now have this cloud of material, many of which will hit the Earth, and so you've actually widened the area of damage. The goal was not, of course, to destroy this asteroid, but to see if they could move it. They did move its solar orbit somewhat, but we need to see it in orbit for a period of time before we can really figure out how much we changed the orbit itself, John.
Slowly pulsing pulsar that they've discovered in old data. What is the significance, Bob?
This is a pulsar that was only recently picked out, and then the scientists went back and looked at archival data and realized it's been pulsing, it's in the data from 1988. That goes back quite a long way. But what reason it wasn't discovered is it pulses very, very slowly, which is not fitting the typical pattern of pulsars. Most pulsars, the radio beam hits us every in less than milliseconds or maybe every few seconds. This one emits its pulse 3 times per hour. And that's very strange, and it's not how radio pulsars generally function. And they don't quite understand why this one is pulsing so slowly. But it means it's just another mystery, John. That's okay.
Exoplanets. What appears to be two planets in the same orbit. But what am I looking at, Bob?
This was, even I made this mistake. The press release tried to make it sound like there were two planets in the same orbit, but that's not the case. What this discovery was using the ALMA millimeter telescope, they were able to take pictures of debris clouds in an accretion disk around a young star. And those debris clouds are in the same orbit, and they are 60 degrees apart from each other, which means they're essentially they're in Lagrange points, and they're essentially the equivalent of the Trojan asteroids around Jupiter. This is a place where material can gather because of orbital mechanics. It's not likely there are two exoplanets in this orbit. It's more likely these are debris clouds of asteroids or material fore and aft the exoplanet itself. Trojans don't produce planets usually those locations, but they can produce clouds of asteroids and material. That's what we discovered the first set.
A white dwarf star named Janus. How so, Bob?
It's got two faces. It's very strange. We don't really understand this, but in its rotation, it appears one side has a lot of helium, and the other side has a lot of hydrogen. And why they're separated as this, the scientists have no idea. It's a white dwarf, which means it's a dead star. But how it could be separated like that, they haven't the faintest idea.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It's the 13th anniversary of Behind the Black. Your donations and subscriptions are most welcome. It is the anniversary of July 20th, July 21st, Apollo 11, and a man named Armstrong stepping on the moon for the first time. We're headed back. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.